on the line right now. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for holding. Is this Ari?
It is.
Hey, Ari. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Okay. Hanging in.
Hanging in. That's good. That's a good thing. Don't ever fall off, okay? Keep hanging.
Yeah, try not. I'm a sailor. I'm used to hanging on for dear life.
Hey, there you go. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Giselle. She wanted me to jump on the line with you, mainly to go over some pricing, but did you have any questions about the listing or how the placement on Google works?
Yeah, a little. Well, yeah, how the listing works and then how it keep me up there and what it'll cost me.
Yeah. So let's start with the first one. So how it works, when you do the search on Google, let's say you just typed in metal fabrication, right? There's a map that'll pop up, and then there's a list of three top recommended guys for metal fabrication in this area. You'll see little red dots on the map there kind of indicating where they are. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's where we're talking about placing you. It's called a Google Places placement. So our company is partnered with Google. And when a spot like this opens up, they have a qualified candidates list where my reps, kind of like Giselle, they call down the list until we find a company to fill that spot. Once we fill it, we close out the category. So we won't be able to work with anybody else that provides the same services. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yep.
So as far as how we do it, it's literally just our Google partnership. They have these algorithm updates that happen biweekly, and we just have to make sure we're doing the updates on your listing to keep you up there, make sure we're maintaining it for the right keywords and the right services.
Interesting. Okay.
Now, are you going into Prince George's County too, or is it just Anne Arundel?
Yep.
Yes?
Okay. No, I'm a one-hour drive, so roughly, say, 70 miles. In every direction. I go over the Bay Bridge.
You got all the proper paperwork to like cross state lines and everything?
I've done Delaware, but most of everything I've done is all in Maryland or Virginia.
Gotcha. Okay. So, but you're good to go in Virginia too, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So a local listing like this, it's telling me the maximum radius that we could cover from where you're PIN verified is going to be 50 miles, unless we do Google Ads. Google Ads
That's
is pay-per-click. Okay. Yeah, I don't think Google Ads is ideal to add maybe right now. Let's just see how you do with the 50 miles, and then if it's like you need more, we can grow you with other products.
No, and the 50 mile is definitely the range I'd rather be in. I'd rather not push it out to the edges.
Yeah, you don't want to drive 70 miles every morning if you have a big project.
Yeah. Exactly. And also, we're near D.C., and that gets fun.
Yeah, I can imagine. Okay, what have you been doing so far to, like, get leads and get jobs for the business?
I have two other websites. I have somebody that I pay him to, he runs them and he gets a little percentage of the job when it's done. And then I have my own website and that's it. I keep it pretty simple. I got a Facebook page too.
You're doing Facebook ads?
Nope, no ads. I'm not doing, I haven't done ads, haven't done any of that stuff yet. And I'm still busy.
Yeah, no, that's good. Well, our job really is to try to keep you as busy as possible, basically give you a surplus of leads to kind of cherry pick from, and then you could just take what you do and don't want to do, right? That's pretty much our relationship. Now, we have a package that comes with Facebook ads, and I would actually be willing to upgrade you to that package. That way, we could also make sure that you cover the full 50 miles, too. That's a platinum service. It'll also be like a one-stop shop for you. So like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. We're not going to duplicate anything you might have, but we basically want to complete your online profile so that way you don't have any other bills floating around. Okay? So this package, I sent you the pricing page. It's advertised on there at $5.99 month to month. What I was thinking I could do is I could reduce the rate by 50%. And get it down to just $299 month to month, and then I'll lock you in at that rate. So that way you keep that deal for as long as you're with us.
Okay. And so then you're kind of keeping an eye on the website and all that stuff, or am I, I'm still managing my own website?
All of it, but you still have full access to everything. And we have an app, too, yeah, that you could download, and you'll have your own UN and password where you can go in there, and it'll be like a little centralized hub for you to keep track of everything.
Ah.
Gotcha. Yeah, so it'll tell you, like, all the leads we got you, what platform they came from. You know, you could see what keywords they used to find you or zip codes they searched from. So you'll have full transparency on where things are coming from and how we're generating the leads for you each month.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You could always make changes through there, too, Ari, but... honestly, yeah, the whole point of hiring us is so that you don't have to do that, right? So a lot of times I have guys that are like 70 years old and they just don't know how to get on a computer or don't want to get on a computer.
Yeah,
and no, that's fine. You know, we make it work.
I got my hands in everything. I used to be a graphic designer. I know enough to know what I don't know. And
yeah,
just trying to figure out how I want to handle it.
Well, Google's kind of cornered it, so it's like really hard for people to make money off of Google without Google actually getting a piece of the pie. About 90% of traffic starts and stops on page one, so that's where you want to be.
Yeah, and that's where you want to be. And it's, mm-hmm, yeah, no, and I get it, because they control the platform, that's the nature of the beast.
Yeah, yeah, it wouldn't be hard to knock off your main competitor either. I mean, he's not looking all that great anyway.
He's not that active anyway. Yeah, I believe it's Shaw.
Yeah, well, Road Fabrication and Shaw.
Oh, Road Fabrication? Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I've worked with both of them, so it's like, yeah, we all know each other. We're a small little group. We're all in the same neighborhood, basically.
Yeah, for this county, once you get over to the other side, then it's you'll have some more guys popping their head up.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, and I know where they all are.
Signworks, big one.
Yeah. Can you give me a holler back Wednesday, and I will, I'll have an answer for you. At the moment, I am not pulling any trigger.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, we're a Google partner, so we actually only call out when there's a spot available, and they give us that qualified candidate list. It's not a Google ad. We could always do Google ads for you, but these ones are based on availability.
I see.
Yeah. Each 50-mile radius can only have 3 top recommended guys in it. We can't go over that.
All right. And this is for a year? This is, what's the...
Oh, no. It's month to month. We're just going 30 days at a time with you. Yeah.
Right,
so if you sign up with us today, you're just committing to the 5th. Okay.
Yep.
Let me create your account. You already have a Google Business profile that's verified, so that'll make things a lot easier. But I'm just looking for any kind of changes there. So, the business is registered at a 1494 Govan Bridge Road. Is that still active?
That's where the actual shop is, yes.
Okay. That's how it has you on Google for the previous verification?
Yeah. Okay.
That's still accurate, though? We could still use that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then I have your website already, so leave that hyperlink to it. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
9 to 5, weekends or appointment only.
9 to 5, weekends by appointment only. Okay. And that's on all platforms, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then for your Facebook page, we're not going to duplicate it, but we will ask for access just to be able to run the ad. So we'll send you a little link where you can add us as manager.
Got it.
All right. We'll show you how to do it. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah. All right, and then you see address verified, email good. All right, what's your last name, Ari?
Schrager, Schrager.
Okay. And you're the sole owner, right?
Yeah, I'm a sole owner, and actually, Ari's a nickname. My name on my license is Lewis, L-O-U-I-S.
L-O-U-I-S, okay.
Yep.
All right. Save this. All right. Yeah, because the invoice receipt, we want that to match up so you can write it off later. What's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing and your login credentials?
Yep. AMFR7969@gmail.com.
All right. Let me make sure I got this right. AMFR7969@gmail.com.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah.
Profile is created.
Cool.
Oh, sorry. Right. Go ahead. What were you saying?
I was glad I did Annapolis Metal Fabrication and Repair in the last
numbers
of my cell phone.
Got it. Oh, okay. Yeah, I just noticed the cell phone there, 7969. Okay. Makes sense. Let me save. Okay. So they're going to want to do an interview with you because you were previously verified in the past. They're also going to want to go over, like, which keywords that you want to be found for within the counties. And then, obviously, I know the service area, you want to max it out at the 50 miles. But what would be a good time to do that interview?
Wednesday. Sometime Wednesday. Yeah, I got to be pretty open on Wednesday.
I could do any time between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. at the latest. 6 and 7 is the latest.
Well, 10 sounds good to me.
Here 10 a.m. Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to lock it in here. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to this appointment.
Yep.
And then we'll also text you 1 hour prior just to make sure it's still a good time for you.
Okay.
All right, Ari. And then how did you want to secure the first month's payment of the $299?
Oh, there you go. Now, this should work.
If it doesn't, I'll let you know right now. It'll decline.
Yes, it will.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
All right, and I sent that invitation over for the client interview there.
Okay. Alright, here we go. 4264.
4264.
Yep, 5257.
5257.
0089.
0089.
9627.
9627. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0430.
0430. And then 3-digit code on the back?
954.
Okay. Now, there's a voice verification I have to do. Just as added protection for you, and we also send this to you in writing. If I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. You're on a recorded line here, Ari. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance by Google to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Annapolis Metal Fabrication and Repair, LLC.
All right. And can you state your name and title within the company?
Lewis Schrager, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right.
That's
what I was going to say. Are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you gave me?
Yeah.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to go out to every single person that calls you. You know, we don't want you to drive yourself nuts.
I do it anyway.
Well, you know, the idea here is to not make you run around like a chicken with the head cut off or inundate you with phone calls, you know?
Well, answering a phone doesn't mean diddly squat to me because it's always on my hip. It's my cell phone.
Okay.
And I laugh because everybody, when I call them back, 90% of them are always like, you called me back.
They're shocked.
They're like, wait, you actually called me? I'm like, yeah, you're a possible client.
Yeah, I actually hear that in my guy's tracking system all the time. Because in the tracking system, it saves the calls if they call you from Google. And so you have, like, recordings in there on you following up with the leads. And people are always surprised when they get a call back. They're like, they just assume they're on their own and nobody's going to come back to them.
Yeah, they're like, okay, I put it out there. I didn't hear from that guy. I didn't hear from this guy. I didn't hear from that guy. And then 9 times out of 10, I'm on the phone with someone else talking to them, and then I hang up and I call the people right back. I'm like,
wow.
Well, because I'm not the one working. I got my guys working. So
yeah. Well, a lot of the success comes with that. Like, you know, it's a live call. It's not like a lead that's sent over to you. So it's like if you don't answer them and don't follow up with them, chances are they'll go call somebody else off the first page. So you do need to be kind of on top of it when you are ready to take on new projects.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's us. And I mean, I'm always – the thing is, I'm brutally honest with them. They're like, how – 6 weeks or less. And they're like,
yeah.
6 weeks or less? I'm like, yeah, I got a lot going on, and
yeah.
I can guarantee you I'll be done in 6 weeks. But
they actually respond well to that because when you're picking a guy off the first page, you're kind of expecting, like, quality, a guy that's going to have a quantity of opportunities. So a lot of the times they're willing to pay top dollar and wait to get the right service and get it done the right way.
Well, and that's it. And I'm lucky that I charge a little, and I tell them half the time. I tell them, I'm like, I charge a little more than these guys do, because you know I've done this 8 million times. I'm not going to change my price unless I come across something that was not in my control. And,
yeah.
And they're all like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah. I'm not that guy who shows. I hate builders who show up and say, okay, it's $5,000, and then you know halfway through they're like, oh, I'm sorry, it's $8,000. Oh wait, it's the end. No, it's actually $12,000.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not paying that. Like, this is a contract. You should have known that. What is your reasoning for that? And then we get into an argument. That's the nature of the beast.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's kind of why we tell our guys, though, you know, don't drive yourself crazy and lowball it. And try not to give numbers until you actually get out there and look at it, you know.
I do everything from pictures. I'm like, send me pictures.
That helps a lot, yeah, too. You know, pictures.
Yeah.
You just don't want to corner yourself into that, like, giving them a quote over the phone or, like, hey, I got a quote for $5,000. Can you beat it? And then, you know how they are. They try to shop you.
That's always my fun. It's the funnest one for me. Or, like, even just, like, the problem I have a minimum. I will not go out and do work in the field for less than $650. And because, you know, a two-step railing versus a five-step railing, it takes the same amount of time.
Yeah. That's actually a really good starting point. That lets us know, like, the first conversion we get you each month, you're already basically doubled the cost of it. And
yeah.
Some.
Yeah, because I'm not going to – I don't do things where it's – because I used to. Well, originally I was like, okay, 2 hours of time, $300. And I'm like, you know what? That 2 hours of time is actually 4 because I got to get stuff together. I got to drive out there.
You're thinking about it the night before, like mentally starts way before you even get there. You know, they're just thinking about when you get there.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, okay. Sorry. We're starting this recording.
So the term
of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for 2 months when you first sign up, just because we're building from scratch some things, but month to month.
I'm gonna go longer than that for a bit and see. I'm more of a 6 month kind of guy.
Off the internet
and see what happens.
If you want to do a 6 month prepay, I got options for that too. It'll actually save you money, but that's up to you.
No, not ready for that. But you know, we'll go for the first, and then I'll see about maybe shifting.
Okay, just know it's month to month. You can cancel at any time, even though we recommend you try it for at least 2 months. Every month it's going to bill on the fifth day at $299. If you are going to discontinue one day, just let us know before that fifth day so we can stop it from automatically charging you. And it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. And then let me see if this goes through. I know you said there was an issue maybe with the billing. This one declined. It says transaction has been declined.
All right. Hold on. I may.
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
I try not to let it ever happen, but it happened. I had that happen one time on the golf course, and they had like a hold. And I was like, what do you mean? There's plenty of money on there, but I had to call the bank, and then they had a hold for a out-of-state transaction I had to authorize.
Yeah, hang on one sec. I gotta go back down. I left in the car.
Okay, no worries.
I will.
But I need to.
I already got the account created and the client interview already set. So okay. This is basically the last part, and I'll let you get back to work until Wednesday morning.
Got it. Yeah. All right.
Do you prefer we call you Ari? Because I'm just changing the name on everything to Lewis now. Oh, you'd rather be called Ari?
Or.
Right, here, I'll put it in the notes as, like, your nickname.
Yeah. And then let's see, because when somebody calls me Lewis, it's like, okay, it's something more serious.
Yeah. What did I do?
Exactly. It's like, okay, what government agency's chasing me down now?
Yeah. I get that one. He goes, Jonathan? And I go, oh, no. What happened?
Yeah.
John. Or I get the Johnny, then I know it's a girl.
Yep. Oh, okay. Let's see.
Oh, come on.
In my pocket. I'm just having
a little bit of fun here today. Okay.
Running around.
Yeah, well, I wrenched my knee.
You did what to your knee?
I wrenched it.
You wrenched it? You hit it with a wrench? Or what do you mean?
So,
you hurt it?
I went to a rugby alumni game and played.
Jesus. You play rugby?
Oh, yeah. I used to.
Wow. That's nuts.
Oh, but wait. It's 30 years ago. I'm 50 fucking 4 years old.
Yeah, I would have never went. I'm 33. I would have never done it.
Oh, no. Everything was fine right up till the second guy hit me when I was on the ground, and it was more of a band. If it was grass, my foot would have given out, and it wouldn't have been a big deal, but it was astroturf, and the cleats held the turf, so then I paid the price for it. But I actually tackled guys, and I got close. I didn't get a chance to run the ball. That was the only bummer. I wanted to run that mother.
Yeah, that's where you get all the adrenaline.
Exactly. But it was fun, and I just died laughing. I was like, I can do this.
That's so crazy. Yeah, in your 50s, that's a milestone for sure. I can't imagine. Even right now, I'm 33.
Well,
I run a lot. Like, I do long distance, like marathons and half marathons.
No.
But rugby would just be so brutal right now. I used to play football in high school and college, but I couldn't imagine rugby right now.
I got one for you to look up. Here, let's see. I got a different card. We'll try this one.
Okay, go ahead.
When you're ready. 4147.
Okay.
4004.
Okay.
0433.
Okay.
0340.
0340 were the last four?
Correct.
Okay. And then expiration date, month and year?
0928.
0628.
Yep.
Okay.
And then 060.
All right. Let me try to process this. So when this, if this goes through, it's going to send you confirmation text messages right away. Like you'll start receiving the tracking system, the Google verification form. You're already Google verified, so we just have to reconfirm that with Google. And then, so don't panic when you see that one. You won't have to jump through all those loops. And then there's an outline of the agreement in writing that you do have to sign off on before the client interview on Wednesday morning.
Okay.
I'm gonna.
There you go.
They're coming through.
Yep, they're coming through.
Okay, we have an app. I highly recommend you download the app. It just makes your life easier. You can see everything. And then I'm gonna send you my direct number and extension too. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or you just want a familiar voice to get a hold of, you could always call me directly.
Perfect.
All right. Well, officially, yeah, you're all good. I want to welcome you aboard. Just make sure to be available for that client interview on Wednesday at 10. I'll blow you up if I have to.
Okay. Now,
I'll come rugby tackle
you.
We're in California. We're right next to Google here in Orange County.
Oh, damn. There you go.
Yeah,
so,
I actually am a Google certified tech, so I actually have to go over there in about an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, damn. So I got something for you to look up.
Huh.
It's a club, and it's called the Society for Creative Anachronism.
Society.
You ever been to a Renaissance Festival?
No. Or creative. Oh, I found it. Anachronism. Oh, I found it. SCA?
Yep, SCA. It's a medieval recreation.
Oh, that looks awesome.
Imagine lacrosse with no ball and no net. And it's
lacrosse co-ed. With no ball and no net. Just straight killing people with a stick.
You
just whack the crap out of guys.
And you're not wearing steel. You're not fighting with steel swords. It's rattan, wicker.
Brutal.
Has a little flex to it.
That's not any better, though. You probably have big old welts at the end of this.
No, it all depends on the level of armor. We have armor requirements, minimum, and then there are guys who wear the minimum, and they come out black and blue, and then there are people who can wear full armor, but that just weighs too much. All the important parts are covered, but then I wear like a padded jacket versus a heavy plate or big, bulky, stuff. I'm willing to take a little bit of abuse.
That looks so fun. It's like medieval war.
Yeah, it's medieval war. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And the thing is, we have groups all over the world, and you're basically like Dungeons and Dragons. You kind of create your persona, and we have people who are Japanese, Celtic, German, Roman, Mongolian, English. It's all in what you want to do and how you want to portray yourself. Like me, because personally, I'm a sailor. So I'm actually a privateer. I literally one year, we have wars where we go out and 10,000 people fight for a week long battle. And, I literally am a privateer. And one year I got the queen to give me a letter of marque. So I fought in her honor for the war for an entire week, me and my guys and my group that I fight with. I literally hired on crew to my ship. So I hired my household, which was a bunch of mercenaries to begin with, and they loved the idea, so they then fought for me. And then my knight, who I fight with on occasion, one of his squires is a Mongolian, and all his Mongolian household, I literally, at the first night, presented the Lord, I forget what the heck they call him, the Khan, and I presented him 6 bags of sugar, 4 kegs, and something else. And they fought for me.
Wow. This is awesome. I just looked up the next one. They have one this Saturday at Veterans Park over here.
Yeah, go watch it.
I went into the Kingdom of Cade and then the newcomers section. I don't want to watch it. I want to be in it. What are you talking about? That was so fun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, here's the thing.
Is there an age limit? I have a son. Well, 2 of them, actually.
How old?
There's 5 and 3.
Well, they're a little young yet.
Yeah.
But you, what
five,
you
yeah,
do,
I mean, they would be hitting it, yeah.
Here's
that's
the thing is, well, here's the thing. You go to that event, because going to an event, granted, you're not going to have any garb to wear or look medieval, but go to the event and just say, hey, I heard about this from somebody from the East Coast, and I found out about it, and they will love you, they'll talk to you, they'll help you. The local group holds fighter practices and art and sciences competitions, and some of the local groups have kid programs as well.
This one looks awesome. They have Altavia anniversary, it says, this Saturday. It's literally not far at all. Veterans Park is like maybe 4 miles, 3 miles from where I live. Yeah, it's super close.
Yeah, and the FDA loves bringing in new people. So just showing up saying, hey, I heard about this. You're going to laugh. You're looking for troll when you show up there and you're looking for troll because you want to talk to people. And it might cost you a couple of bucks. And I'm talking like 10, 15 bucks at best.
That's
and
it? How long are the events?
It can be one day. It could be a 2 day. It could be a week long. It all depends on the event.
And it's all day, like sun up to sundown?
Yeah. So yeah, people get there at 7 in the morning and they go till night. And some of them, they'll have what they call a feast at the end of the night.
Yeah. Because I've taken my boys. They have this one out here. It's right by Knott's Berry Farm. I forget the name of it. and it's a live show with dinner.
Yeah, and that, those are it's basically that concept. The difference is,
but you're
dress
in
up
it.
And you're a part of it.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. There's no separate people. You're all a part of it, and just, and that is participating can be. Put on some, make something that looks medieval and go participate.
Yeah, it's literally called Medieval Times. They loved it.
Yep.
That's why I was asking
if
they could join, because I took my wife and my two boys, and they went nuts, you know. They have the live jousting, and, the dinner. It's so awesome.
You take them to this, they're going to lose their mind. And
yeah, they're really into that phase. My oldest is, like, all into Lord of the Rings, actually, right now. It's not necessarily medieval.
Oh, then. Okay,
he's barely getting into that.
Write this one down. Ranger Apprentice. It's a book series. It's for mid, 12 and up, really.
Mm. But he's fine. I let him watch all that gore stuff. He likes it. He's only 5, but he's not like... We watched the Lord of the Rings this weekend, all of them.
Oh, my God.
Binge-watched it.
The Ranger Apprentice is the first series is called Ranger Apprentice. The second series is called Brother Band, which is a breakoff from it. And then after that, he wrote the first one and the second one, he decided to keep the series going, and he called it the Royal Ranger. So then it's a girl that's the primary character doing all the same things with almost the same people, because what it is basically a kid learning to become a ranger, a medieval-style ranger.
I want to go there, full Braveheart face paint.
Oh, yeah. You totally can. They
just
you
yelling,
like, nice,
freedom!
I have what's called a cheater kilt. I have a cheater kilt. It's 8 yards long.
Whoa.
Because that's what the old kilt are.
It's that long?
I pre-sewed. Oh, yeah. When
you don't trip over it, though?
No.
Oh, okay.
It
wraps around
your shoulder.
Oh, okay. Just like his, yeah.
Yeah, I call it a cheater because I pre-sewed pleats into it for one section so I can wrap it around my waist easily and it looks better. And then I take the rest of it, wrap it over my head and up over my shoulder.
That's awesome. Do they have to supply the weaponry or can you get, bring it?
No.
Is there, specifications on it? Like, it has to be a certain material?
Well,
I would want to get one of those swords and make, a long one, a replica. That'd be so cool.
A great sword?
Like a two-hand? Yeah.
Well, there's within the club, there's 5 styles. It's sword and shield, two-sword, great sword, pole-arm, spear. Within that realm... People make axes. I have an axe that I use that I've made and created. And
you need something shorthand. I would get a two-hand sword and maybe an axe for the hip.
Well, yeah, if you have the time to grab it. I usually fight. Sometimes I'll use a spear and a sword so that I have 2 thrusting tips, and I use the body of the spear as a blocking weapon.
Yeah.
And the sword. I'm not a huge two-sworder because my hands aren't that fast.
I'm not a shield guy. I don't want the shield.
I'd rather
be all offense.
Well, no, because the shield, there's a buckler. So it's just a little round buckler. And you're using it kind of as an active defense fight, or you can fight with a freaking huge barn door shield. If you can document and show that it's kind of in that period, people do it. And they do all kinds of stuff. It's pretty fun.
That's awesome.
Here's the thing. Going to that event, you get to see the event, and then you talk to them and find out who the local people are because they hold fight practices, music practices, everything within the club. The club will have people practicing because what happens is you go to a fight practice, learn the rules, learn how to figure out how you're going to get and build your armor or what kind of armor you want, and then you fight at the practices, and then you go to an event and you get authorized in one of those 5 styles. And once you're authorized, then you can fight at an event. You can't fight at an event until you're actually authorized.
So I have to go to the training, and then I can actually go.
But here's the thing, it's not really training.
I like to learn by doing. Just throw me in it.
Well, no.
I'll pay for it.
No. Here's the thing. That's what it is. You're not, here's the thing about this medieval club.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in different kingdoms, we fight differently in some mm-hmm. ways. But, like, I'm in Maryland, but I grew up in PA. I fight in a completely different kingdom. And I've learned 5 martial arts styles. I hate being told what to do. This club, we are showing you how to be safe. That's it. You want to swing it that way versus this way, that's fine. It's learning, A, what's a good blow, like, because it's an honor-based system. It's not, I hit your arm, it's not, I hit your arm, you're out. It's, I hit your arm hard enough that I think it's a killing blow.
Yeah,
and
you're dead.
You're dead. I went to an event once where I literally had to, like, basically, this guy, I had a 6-foot pole arm, like a long stick defenseman,
mm-hmm.
and I am banging the hell out of this guy. I'm sweeping his weapon and hitting him, and sweeping him and hitting him. And I'm hitting him and hitting him and hitting him, and he ain't taking the shots. And he's saying, light, light, light. And we have a referee, a marshal, we call him. He called a hold and told us to go back, get a drink of water. He wears it. We went for, like, almost 2 minutes of this stupid shit. And he literally looked at my friend, pointed at him, tell him to hit him harder. And I'm like, well, I don't want to be unchivalrous. And they're like, no, no, no. He's a rhino. He's the kind of guy you got to hit really fucking hard.
Or he just says he's not out, yeah.
Right. Well, he's a knight. The problem is he's a knight. He's earned the right to be a knight. And he's a bit of a dick, so we call him a rhino. And I hit him at his collarbone, and I just stopped till I got to his waistline, and it knocked him down off his feet and onto the ground. The guy got up. The guy gets up and says, right, my lord. And I almost shit myself. And then all of a sudden, the woman who's running our little, this is a single elimination, so we're one-on-one. This little woman runs out, jumps in his shit, and says, my lord, you will retire this day, or I will pull your authorization. I'm like, what the fuck just happened, guys? They're like, oh, she just humiliated him almost as much as you did. Because she's in charge of the fight, the event that day, and she's
been
marking who wins, who loses. She basically told him if he didn't bow out, she would pull his authorization, which means he wouldn't be allowed to fight for a year.
I'm so intrigued by this. I'm like looking at doing medieval times again for Mother's Day.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, if your wife likes that stuff, she's gonna love this. Like, if she's a belly dancer, they got belly dancer.
Treat her like a queen.
Yeah, exactly. You can treat her like she could be a wench. She could be a queen. It's entirely what she wants to be. And that's what this club is. I mean, there's groups that are full Japanese. There are groups. It's all of your own personal. It's what you want to do. Nobody's saying you must do it this way. You just have to be generally safe. And if they catch you being unsafe, they'll pull you. And that's what I mean by, like, because like you were saying, you didn't want people telling you what to do. When you go to a fight practice your first time and you don't have armor, you kind of say, hey, I heard about this. I'd really like to try it. They go, if it's a good group of people, they might have a spare suit of armor.
Mm.
And they'll put you up into armor. They'll give you a weapon or two, and they're going to show you slowly, hey, this is what you do. This is kind of how you move. Okay, hit me.
I think it's fun because it's like you go down there, you do the practice, and then you could also get an idea. My things are like trying to figure out the wardrobe and then the weaponry and what are the requirements for the weaponry or like what can I make? And because in my garage, I have bandsaws, I have all kinds of carpentry equipment. I'm sure I could.
Yeah, you could make your suit of armor. You could make 90% of it. The only thing you really can't make is the helmet, because the helmet has to be steel. It has to be 14 gauge or thicker, and the eye slot has to be 1 inch or smaller. That's the only thing you could make in a wood shop, but the rest of it, I made my first suit of armor Roman style with a 55-gallon.
They have archery, too?
Yes, everything medieval. Archery, throwing weapons,
knives. That's awesome.
Yeah. And
I'm on this, like, site, the Kingdom of Cade site.
Then that's probably your local kingdom of where the kingdom you're in. Now it's finding the shire. You got to find the shire that is your local group. The kingdom is the overall area, and that's, like, a huge area. whereas the Shire is going to be your like right down to your county, almost.
Let me see. I don't know if I can find it. I probably have to go there and meet with them in order to narrow it down. See who's in the Shire. It's online.
You go to the Kingdom site. Yeah, you go to the Kingdom website.
I'm on it.
They'll have a breakdown of the Shire.
Under regions.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I think. Oh, that's what it was. It's Altavia. That's why I was saying the Altavia anniversary. It's because Altavia is the one that's right there. So it's the Shire is called Altavia, and then it's Kingdom of Cade.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, they do have the meeting scheduled on here too. Saturday.
Yep.
Oh no. Well, they have a Friday afternoon, and then, dang, that would happen fast, though. Friday afternoon, and then go on Saturday?
Yeah.
That's really quick.
Well, the thing is, but you're just going to look. And that's what I'm saying. You could even almost skip the...
Yeah, and don't do that until after.
The Friday, and just go Saturday.
Yeah.
Just go on Saturday, just as
a... Only $25. Like, and I could bring kids 16 and under, no problem. So I could bring my sons to watch.
Yep. Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Oh yeah, they appreciate it.
$25.
And,
that's it.
Well, and
they have food there and everything
site,
too. Oh my
that's
god.
The other thing, you have to look at what the event says. They might say they have
they have food and everything.
It, for lunch they'll have a board
list,
and then they might have a dinner as well. Bring yourself basically like a picnic basket, plate, knives, all that stuff, because they won't have that for you. You bring your own.
You know what's crazy is I took my youngest son, he had his birthday on Monday. We were at Legoland, and they have a section in Legoland that's all medieval.
Oh,
and so I bought him a medieval sword, like, just on Monday. And he's been carrying it around the house. Like, when we're watching the Lord of the Rings, he's, like, flashing at the TV. So I'm like, the timing of this is just, like, perfect. So they bring him down there with his shield and his sword. He already has one.
Yeah, he will lose his mind.
Yeah.
So, my daughter, because of the club I'm in, and she's watched me, and not because of who I am, and I used to fence with my father. I know how to fight. Yeah, I know how to swing a sword. And I took the fencing mask and put them on her, and then I bought Nerf swords. And then I fought her.
Yeah.
The only thing I can tell you is if you decide to do that with your kid, get a cup.
Get a cup?
Don't. Yeah, because he will cup you. You will get hit across.
It's already happened so many times.
The first time I fought with her, I was always kneeling on the ground because I could protect. In my head, I'm like, I'll protect myself. And my daughter's finally like, why are you kneeling? I want to fight you standing up. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll do that. She cupped me.
Yep.
I was like, oh, I deserve that. I'm a moron. So I just keep a cup. I slide it in my freaking underwear. I'm
I got two boys. I'm already like.
Yeah. You're already getting cupped plenty. But
yeah.
give you a little forewarning. There's this group,
good advice that I already live with half the time.
But if you do want to do that kind of stuff, you can do that with the padded weapons with them. There's a second group. They do more fantasy and a lot of the broader spectrum. It's called LARP. And I found it on Amazon even. These guys are making swords out of foam, and they look real, but they're foam. And they're LARP swords. And I switched from the fencing mask to a lacrosse helmet for because she was doing goalie for a minute.
Yeah, they don't mind if you bring the helmets out there?
Well, no. No, that was me.
That was just you guys on your own?
On our own.
Oh, yeah.
On our own.
No,
yeah,
we.
No,
I let them feel it.
The thing is, well, no, I don't want to whack her in the head. I don't want to whack her.
You should see this,
thing, but...
like this thing at Legoland, though. It's why the dragon roller coaster, and
that's awesome.
It's like the main roller coaster, yeah. But it's all medieval, and they have a section called like King's Market. It's insane, and then literally the part of the hotel
that
stayed in was a medieval castle. So, like, I literally spent three days this past weekend because his birthday was on the 28th. So, it was, like, last Monday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, all in a medieval castle at Legoland.
Take a look at that event that you're talking about and see if they have the kids see what they're going to be doing. Is it
yeah, it just says that I could bring them.
Is it?
It just says you could bring them, but it doesn't say that. I don't know if they could participate in this
one. Well, no. What I'm saying is not participate in it, but you might end up seeing the kids program, which I think is like 8 to 17. At 17, they can get a parent to sign off. They're allowed to fight in heavy weapons. At 18, they're an adult. They now fight heavy weapons. Because, and the thing is, what we found out with the kids, which is so damn funny, was that, 12, 13, I'm teaching them everything I know and how I fight and how people fight. And then by the time they're 18, they're like coming out full bore.
Yeah,
way ahead
of
everybody else.
That's insane. I have a new obsession. $25 and I could bring both my boys for a whole day.
Yep.
And he's already got the shield, the knife, or the sword.
Yeah, have him a shield and his little sword on his side. And then they'll pull you in. They always do. Part of the club.
They love this stuff. I wonder if I haven't shown him Braveheart yet. I feel like that one's a little more brutal.
I would wait on that one.
Yeah.
Well, and all
my oldest is like, okay. People tell me all the time, like, oh, you let him watch that? I'm just like, yeah. He's going to learn at some point. Yeah. Like, whatever.
my daughter turns off more stuff than I care to think about. It's pretty funny.
She makes me
stop things. Well, she doesn't like seeing people break the rules.
A lot of blood and craziness.
That doesn't bother her. We watched more, she can watch a chicken get its head cut off. She can do all that. Kids being bad, she doesn't like, because she hates, she wrapped herself out and her friends. She's like, stop doing that because I want to do this. And they're like, well, we don't care. I'm like, yeah, but you're going to ruin it for everybody. And that's my kid.
Yeah.
What she thinks.
She's like, you're going to get us all in trouble. And that's actually good. That's good, though, because one bad seed can ruin it for everyone.
Exactly.
All right, Ari. Awesome. They're flagging me down right now, but I have you locked in. You're all scheduled for Wednesday. It's very possible that you might have a separate client interview technician for the Maryland area, but again, I'm your account manager, so anytime you want to talk, just feel free to reach out, okay?
You got it. Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
Looking forward to working with you.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. You have a great day.
Bye.